Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Montrell and Darnell, I want y'all in the pulpit. You got to watch a move of God tonight. And you got to keep your eyes on it. So make your way back. Father, we thank you so much for this season of Thanksgiving. We thank you we're here Wednesday night. We recognize there's a Bible training, but there's an impartation that you want to release in this house tonight, and we receive it. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will have free course to reveal, to anoint, and to lead us into the green pasture you have provided for us. We thank you for every person represented here tonight, person and online. We thank you that revelation knowledge will flow. Impartation will come upon the people who are here, ready to receive. We thank you for the mantle and the anointing and the impartation. We praise and glorify you. We welcome you here to say what you want to say, do what you want to do, show what you want to show. We know your presence is here. We thank you for the praises who have praised you in here. We thank you all we want. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Open your word to us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Remain standing a minute. Sometime it looked like when real leadership began to talk to people, giving them spiritual instruction, it can't always be ABC. It can't always be somewhat like Sunday school. Now, here's what I heard the Lord say earlier. There will be great demotions tonight and great promotion. The ones who are not here, they're going to be demoted because they can't follow a flow of promotion. And I want them to hear me. I want them to understand it. I have to say what the Lord told me to say. The difference between a mantle and an anointing is a vast difference. As a mantle on this ministry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me say it again. Yes, there's a mantle on this ministry that's been given many, many years ago. And because of that mantle, there are special impartations take place every time we meet. People are followers, but they're not connected. And it's so important. Some things you're going to hear tonight, some things that the Holy Spirit is going to place on your life tonight. When you're in the spirit world, you don't play with it. You can't play checkers with God. In other words, you can't move when you want to move. You have to confirm yourself and yield to the Spirit, and even sometimes you have to push yourself. I'm gonna be there. You have no idea. There are some who draw from the mantle. There's some who draw from the anointing. There's some who draw from the ministry. And they're all different people. They're going to go to a different class in the spirit. But promotion is on this house tonight. Yeah, promotion. Get ready to be promoted. Things going to open up for you. That's what he told me to tell you. I know he never told a lie. So get ready for it. You may be seated. You will open your Bibles to Luke chapter 17. There are some negative looking things in this verses we're going to read, but that's not where we're going. But I want you to see Luke 17:11. with the 10 leopards. Jesus healed 10 leopards. In the 11th verse, it says, it came to pass that he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men. How many?
10.
There were leopards which stood afar off. Look at verse 13 now. And they lifted up their voices. And they lifted up their voices and said, and they called him, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, wow, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. One of them. I said one. And fell down on his face at his feet. Look what he did. Look what he did. Underline that in your Bible. Giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He wasn't in the floor. I mean, he wasn't. Oh, my goodness. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are they on a Wednesday night? The day before Thanksgiving. But where are the 9? Somebody done dropped their coffee. They were on TV. They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Thanksgiving giveth glory to God. That's what I saw. And he said unto him, arise. Now, there's more in this statement than we can see you. The Holy Spirit tells you some more things. Go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. He got more than the other 9. Yeah, God said, I can trust you with it. And next time you come, I'll give you something else. But now I don't know what's going to happen. The 9 go back. He might have to talk with him, you know. So I want to talk to you tonight about the power of living a thankful lifestyle. The power of living. And I want to say some strong things to you tonight. The power of living a thankful lifestyle. Get that down. That tonight we want to develop that area of living a thankful lifestyle. And then I have to propose this question to you. How thankful are you? I found out I wasn't thanking God enough. And I thank him a whole lot, but I need to thank him more. I'm going to thank him more. I started when I saw that. Thanks for living. I know these 10 lepers and one came back. I understand that. Thanks for living is so spiritually powerful. All of your life going to increase tonight. Because there were times you was not whispering thank you, but you're going to start doing it. Thanksgiving is the only way you can stay balanced in a supernatural lifestyle. Thanksgiving, the traffic of Thanksgiving or the spirit of Thanksgiving has to be flowing to stay in the supernatural. I don't know if the 9, I don't know if they could flow in the supernatural until they repented. Listen, blessing, breakthrough, benefits, and bonuses are on the way. Things you're going to learn tonight going to bring forth blessing, breakthrough, benefits, and bonuses. You can get ready for them. You ready for them? What did he say? I said blessing, breakthrough, benefits, and bonuses. An ever-increasing flow will begin in your life now. Listen now, the things you're hearing. And you're learning that being thankful arouses God. Arouses Jesus. Arouses the Holy Spirit. Arouses angels. Thanksgiving is a respectful anointing. And the anointing going to get on you tonight. And you're going to be more thankful. You're going to thank him for everything. Yes, sir. Listen to me. Thanksgiving is really not a day. Here we go now. Listen. It is a lifestyle. Yes, sir. When you learn how to be thankful on a daily basis, blessing will flow more freely. Somebody say thank you. Never forget the good thing the Lord has done for you. I say never forget the good thing that the Lord has done for you. You got leopard and you walking and get clean and keep walking, and the other guy turn around. What's happening tonight? Oh, Lord. What's happening tonight? You dropping the nine. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. You're not going to flow with the nine no more. You're going to pause and give thanksgiving all the time. I heard the Holy Spirit just say, a thankful person puts on a receiving anointing. He just told me that just now. A thankful person puts on a receiving anointing. Lord, I appreciate you. All the good things. All the morning you woke me up. I didn't have to get out of that bed, but you got me out of that bed. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so thankful for all the years you've been with me. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm still here. Hallelujah. You, tonight, you're going to start a flow in your life that you've never seen before. That's what the Spirit of God told me to preach. He said, tell them they're going to, this is not, Thanksgiving is not just a day, it's a lifestyle. Never forget the good thing the Lord have done for you. The question is asked, how do you build a thankful heart? How do you build a thankful heart? Be thankful at all times for Jesus. And then he said to me, I don't want my children to just have information. I want them to experience demonstration. When I was praying and studying along this line about the promotion that's going to come on your life tonight, lack of thanksgiving is a hole in your spiritual bag. Lack of thanksgiving is a hole. H-O-L-E. in your spiritual bag. There's some things God trying to get to you, but he need to hear you. Say, I ain't come ask you for nothing. I just come to say thank you. You've done so much for me already. Don't let all your prayers be asking. You tell him, say, I showed up. I just want to talk with you. You got anything you want me to do? You got anywhere, anybody I need to go see about? Anybody I need to help? I just come to say thank you. You might need 13 or 15 things. Don't worry about it. When you giving that thanksgiving, he recognize you recognize it. So your spiritual bag, the leak in your spiritual bag is shut down tonight. There are some places you've been trying to go. There are some things you've been trying to do. There are some things you've been trying to see. There are some things you've been trying to hear. You're going to be able to hear them. Hearing from God from this night forward will be a thanksgiving receipt. Hearing from God from this night forward going to be a thanksgiving receipt. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And listen very carefully because I'm about to make a statement. Here in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. Look at that. That's two powerful statements now. He said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I got it. You got it? Look what he said. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. It's God, me, and Jesus in that voice. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
On the basis of that voice, permit the Holy Spirit to anoint you with thanksgiving. Permit the Holy Spirit to anoint you with thanksgiving. I decree that you are being anointed tonight with thanksgiving. You got a lot of things to be thankful for. I don't care if your car got 3 flat tires. You can thank it for the one that's still up. You got a lot of things to be thankful for. You see the voice, right?
Yes, sir.
No, let's read that voice. I want y'all to get that voice. Read that voice. In everything. And right where you at now, put me in there concerning me. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. Satan tried to erase thanksgiving by showing you a problem. But thanksgiving is about to put you on the other side of the problem. You know he's going to work it out. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8. 1 Chronicles, I'm going to make a statement there for you. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the people. Give him thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Give him thanks before you call on him. Make known his deeds among. In other words, thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for you've been so good to me. You're making it known that he's a good God. He is a good God, you know. And this is the statement you want to write by that verse. Being thankful is powerful in the world of the Spirit. Being thankful is powerful in the world of the Spirit. Give thanks unto the Lord. That's what the voice said. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Notice he said, give thanks first. And make known his deed among the people. Make them know he's been good to you. Psalm 100, verse 4. I don't want you to miss. I'm about to say something. And in a few minutes, the Holy Spirit is going to sit down in this place. We're going to have a lot to eat turkey about tomorrow. We're going to be shaking at the table. Hallelujah. Promotion come up on you tonight. See, apostolically, God opened up Thanksgiving to me to impart to you tonight. And that at Thanksgiving, going to run a lot of worry away. When you in a mode of thanksgiving, God is saturating you with himself and let you know he's going to handle that for you supernaturally. Just keep on saying thank you. Act as if it's already done. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I love it. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts, plural, both of them, with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So you'll thank and bless God's name, right? Watch what he says here. Psalm 104. There is promotion in a thankful heart. There's promotion in a thankful heart. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, my goodness. In everything. How many things?
Everything.
Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ. Jesus concerning you, right? Well, I know we saw that verse before, but I'm about to tell you something else about it. That's why I use it twice. Satan can shut an unthankful person down. Those nine, they were shut down. They were not operating in faith. They were not operating in thanksgiving. They just took the healing. They took the miracle and didn't give God glory. Thanksgiving is mixed with glory. When you give thanks, you're giving glory to God for sending his son to pay for everything. Yes, sir. So Satan can shut an unthankful person down. I'm not getting shut down, you. But can you think about some moments you might have been shut down? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. I can think of some moment I might have been shut down because I wasn't grateful enough and I didn't say thank you enough for what God have done. Satan wants you solid. Your thanksgiving glorifies God. So it must be your unthankfulness glorify Satan. You ain't said nothing about it. You ain't give God no glory. Satan don't want you to be thankful. But from now on, see, what we're doing, we're learning the value and the importance and the revelation and the understanding and the wisdom of Thanksgiving. It's not just eating that piece of turkey. Thank God, cornbread dressing. I don't want you to see that because I want you to understand that there are a lot of shutdown in our anointing and our blessing is us not reminding ourselves to glorify God through saying, thank you, sir. But it's not going to happen to you anymore. Romans 1, 21. We got him tonight. Because that, when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. In other words, Satan can darken your heart if you don't turn the Thanksgiving light on. From now on, I'm going to have a bright light, right? Come on now. Don't let this revelation slip by you. There's an impartation going on now. There's some dark moments going to move out your life because you're going to be living in the light of Thanksgiving. Darkness can't stay where Thanksgiving is. You hear me? Are you listening to me? Listen to what we're about to see. Romans 1:21, we just read it, right? Yes, listen very carefully. Satan knows how powerful Thanksgiving is. Therefore, he tried to keep it erased. Now look at the verse again. He know how powerful Thanksgiving is. That's why he tried to keep it erased. In other words, don't say nothing. Just get blessed and put in your pocket. Don't say nothing. That car was coming straight at you. And it looked like somebody pushed it. Well, it won't hit you. That was an angel. You got to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I love this voice because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither was thankful. Neither was thankful. You're like the nine. They got healed of lepers. Yeah, what? That's a big deal. Lepers like cancer during that time. This is almost incurable, but not with God. I want you to tell y'all right there tonight, none of y'all here and online got nothing incurable. Don't rehearse the curse. Don't come in partnership with that what is malfunctioning in your body. Call it a lie every time. And let God give you wisdom to move, the step to make. Don't take all your information from man. Keep praying and listen to the Holy Spirit. He might tell you, back off a little bit. Go forward. Jump. But listen to him. Mm-hmm. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which also you are called it in one body. And be you thankful. In other words, let the peace, when you're thankful, you'll have peace in your heart. Watch what he said. Watch what you need to know about right here. Thanksgiving is a divine mark in the spirit realm. You're making marks. God said, if I do that for her, I know what she's going to do. She's going to praise me all night long. Hallelujah. God said, I'm ready to be glorified tonight. I'm going to bless her because she going to praise me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Rule in your heart. To watch also you are called in one body and be you thankful. In other words, it seemed like Thanksgiving carried peace with it. And carry glory with it.
Yes.
You think we've been missing some peace, some glory? I receive. I love you too, son. That's $1,000 check. Huh? And let the peace of God rule in your heart. See, a thankful person can't be worried. A thankful person know he got it handled. A thankful person say, he know he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Thankful person know everything that is working against you is temporary. You got a resurrected anointing on the inside of you. Because he live, I live also. Joy unspeakable, and full of glory, right in the middle of the mess. Shoo. Thanksgiving is a divine mark in the spirit realm. It's a divine mark. It's a supernatural decision. It compels supernatural help to manifest. God can't have you down just saying thank you and do nothing for you. He wouldn't be God. Who that said thank you? Who that said, I appreciate you? Who that said, I trust you? Who that said, you'll never let me down? Who said you never lost a battle? He's going to become more real to you. Promotion coming to your house tonight. When the fog gets thicker, just say thank you. Thanksgiving is a divine mark in the spirit realm. All right. Thanksgiving, sit down so you can write this down. Oh, my goodness. Thanksgiving is a door in the heart of God that must not be closed in your life forever. It's a Thanksgiving is a door in the heart of God. When he hears Thanksgiving, he said, come on in. Let's talk about it. A door in the heart of God that must not be closed in your life forever. Thanksgiving is a divine trademark for the supernatural. And you know this statement, but it bear speaking tonight. He never lost a battle. And he never will. Thank you. There's an atmosphere shifting going on right now. Get in the flow on purpose. Things will not be the same with you. There's an impartation coming upon you tonight. Thanksgiving is a very tricky subject, but it holds you back from good success if not properly understood. Turn to Romans 1:21. Thanksgiving is a very tricky subject and will hold you back from good success if it's not properly understood. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Thanksgiving is a very tricky subject and will hold you back from good success if not properly understood. I'm going to call a few guys out and I'm going to close in a few minutes and let y'all go cook. I done told you, you received a whole lot already, you know. Call 4 or 5 texts out that you can get them. The rich young ruler. Then Mark 10:17-22, the rich young ruler. He wasn't thankful because he didn't know about Thanksgiving. He was thinking about holding on to what he had. The rich farmer. Tearing down the barn, build a new barn. Luke 12:16-21. He just should have been thankful and asked for direction. The rich man table died and went to hell. He wasn't thankful. He had a rich table, but he went to hell because he wasn't thankful enough to give God thanks. Then he got in hell trying to pray. You can't pray in hell. Ain't no prayer meeting in hell. That boy tried to start a prayer meeting in hell. I said, Lord. He did. Anybody ever read that? Yeah, Luke 16:19. He tried to pray. Then he said he couldn't do nothing for himself. He said, I got some brothers. They coming down here too. Can I pray for them? So let's open the windows of godly thanksgiving. The importance of thanksgiving to God must be understood. I put an all capital letter on my iPad. God must be understood. I know you will understand this one. Thanksgiving is a master key to praying. Yes, sir. You still here?
Yes, sir.
So I'm about to close. Thanksgiving will increase the joy of God in your life.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know you heard a masterpiece tonight. I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm like 1 Corinthians 2. I don't know what I'm doing. But I am to be in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. I got manifestation in my life. All right, I'm going to give you two more things. I'm closed. Thanksgiving will keep free flows from the Holy Spirit flowing in your life. Thanksgiving arouses the Holy Ghost because he's God and he recognized that's the right thing to do. Go back to those 10 men, think about them for a few minutes now. They all had a problem. They all had leprosy. They asked the Lord to help them, didn't they? Yes. Huh? And say when they were on their way, see, you got to go show yourself to the priest. When they was on their way going to the priest, he had all 10 of them to be healed. Now, 9 was supposed to be, those were supposed to be connected. The Samaritan wasn't connected. They were Jews, so they were supposed to know. They were supposed to do something, get on their knees or something. They never showed back up. But that Samaritan came back and said, Lord, and fell on his knees. Oh, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Could it be sometime we who are in covenant with God don't give him enough glory by saying, thank you, sir. Thank you that my left leg is still moving. Are you going to thank him more? Did you get some insight tonight?
Yes, sir.
To understand how powerful Thanksgiving is.
Yes.
Every now and then, you need to raise your hand and say, thank you, sir. Think about that thing he done for you nobody in your know about. God will help you in secret. Think about that thing you went through and you can't care nobody else. But he took care of you. Come on and lift a hand in here. Let's give him thanks. Talk to him. Say, thank you, Lord, for all the good things you've done for me. I thank you and I praise you. And I honor your name tonight. I'm going to thank you not only this night, I'm going to thank you all this year. Rest of my life, I'm going to be a thankful person. I'm going to thank you when things look like they're not going right. I'm going to thank you anyway. Thank you right now, Lord. All my prayers are answered. All my confession are answered. All my decrees are answered. I just want to thank you. I trust you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct your path. Thank you, Lord. I'm promoted tonight in the spirit because I know the power of Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.